Gardeners across the state will be on the lookout for intruders this summer. We're talking the invasive species of ravenous jumping worms.
And these aren't any earthworms, folks. These guys thrash around and can leap 1 foot into the air. Plus, they devour nutrients from the soil and leave it unable to sustain trees or plants.
It's like something right out of a horror movie, but it's real life we're talking here. Joining us now to tell us more about them is Chris Evans, Forestry Extension and Research Specialist at the University of Illinois. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Oh, man. Okay, so kicking things off here, like a day like today, it's raining. Possibility of seeing these out, I mean, high probability now.
Yeah, they, you know, worms will come out of the ground in the rain for sure. For jumping worms, particularly later in the year, you'll see them.
So there are some characteristics about them that set them apart from your standard worm. How can we tell them apart?
So the first thing that I see really is they move differently than other worms. If you watch other earthworms, they kind of shrink and stretch as they move, almost like an inchworm. But jumping worms move more like a snake. So they go back and forth and they crawl kind of like a snake. And that really looks a lot different. Otherwise, look at them. They're a big worm, you know, 8, 10, 12 inches sometimes. And they have a little band around the front of the worm that's close to the front. And it's just the same size. It's not a bigger band like other worms.
I guess, Chris, the first question to you for me is how did they get here?
Well, we think they were an accidental introduction that were just, they were just brought over as a contaminant with soil or other plants. That wasn't necessarily an intentional introduction, though they are used some now, you know, for fish bait and for, you know, vermiculture. So you can.
Interesting, interesting. So some people have been, there's a lot of chatter about this online, right? And so some people are saying, well, you know what? They make great fish bait. Just feed them to some chickens as well. Is that safe to do?
Chickens, that's okay. You could use them as fish bait, although I wouldn't recommend that because you may spread them around. You know, it's the damage, the ecological damage is why we don't want them moving around.
I guess the biggest thing for me now is, how do you get rid of them? I mean, what do you do? What's the best way to do it? I mean, do you just simply throw them out? Do you try to, hate to say it, stomp on them? What do you do to get rid of these worms?
Well, that's kind of the sad part of the story. We don't have a really good way of actually getting rid of the full population. You can get them and throw them in water or soapy water. You can throw them in, you know, a trash bag or kill them other ways, but there's so many worms. They live at such a high population number that they're, once you have them, they're kind of hard to get rid of.
And now, thanks to the work that you and many people are doing to track these worms, you guys have actually found that, yes, we have in fact been seeing them in our area, several counties in our area as well. So what should people do when they come across one after taking the proper measures?
Well, the big thing is, you're right, we're trying to track them. They were first found in the state in 2015, but now they're found in over 40 counties. We just want to know really where they're at in the state. So if you find them, you think you have them, reporting them to the University of Illinois Extension would really help us out a lot.
What are the percentage of these worms around the rest of the country? It seems like Illinois is not the only state right now that's dealing with them.
Yeah, there's 25 or 26 states that are dealing with them right now. So, yeah, we're definitely not alone. We do have quite a few of them.
And like we're seeing there, there was video of a nursery. Now, the biggest fear here is that they'll eventually get into, like, nurseries and then eventually go into maybe a home garden or maybe even parks, as some people might be wondering, you know, how does something like this spread? What should people be aware of when they are out buying, whether they're at a nursery or just bringing new plants into their area?
You know, the big thing, the big risk is sharing plants with other landowners. And so the dirt that's in the plant, even if you can't see a worm, it could have the cocoons, which are little egg sacs that they shed. You can't, they're microscopic. So even if there's any dirt, where you're going to move these around. And so just be careful. when you're doing that, wash the roots of plants or don't share mulch and compost around. That's really the best way to avoid getting them.
All right, Chris, let's be simple. If you happen to see one of these worms in your garden or on your property, what should you do and where can people go to find information about them?
Sure. So first, you know, don't panic. It's not the end of the world. You can certainly still grow things with them. You just have to kind of change the way you do that. You may have to add more fertility and water a little more. The big things, if you do have them, going to the Extension's website, we have information on them, reporting them, especially if it's a new area of the state where we don't know, would be important. And then just try not to move them around in sense of don't share your plants or dirt or compost with other people because you don't want to spread them out of your land.
Sounds good. Chris, thank you so much for this information. Anything else you'd like to add or you think people should know when it comes to these jumping worms?
I guess, you know, the big thing is they're really wild looking, so don't be too scared. They're not dangerous. It's just something to be concerned about and worried about in terms of what they can do. It's not going to hurt you.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Chris. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy to be here.